Okay, today is June the 20th, 1984. I am Sophia Calvera and I'm interviewing Mrs. Da Vinci at her home. Okay, let's say that first. What is your name?
Mrs. Mary DeVecchi.
Okay, what is your age and date of birth?
January 12th, 1916, I'm 68.
Are you originally from Bridgeport?
Born and raised.
Okay, could you describe yourself?
Well, like what?
Like, how are you? Like, are you an outgoing person or?
Well, yes, I go here and there.
Mm-hmm. How about your family? Like, your family too?
Well, it's my husband, I have a daughter and a grandson.
Mm-hmm. How about your background?
Well, I worked housewife. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Mm-hmm. Okay, your religion?
What kind? Catholic.
Okay. Your residence? Where did you live when you were in Bridgeport?
Before this,
yeah.
I lived in North End.
Okay, your parents' background? Were they immigrants or were they?
Well, my parents came from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But they were American citizens after being here. My mother originally was born in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Then she went back there when she was about 7. Came back when she was 17.
Okay, what was life growing up in Bridgeport? What was life growing up in Bridgeport?
Well, I liked it when I was, when I was younger, I think it was, it was more. There was more things to see then than you see today.
Like what? Explain.
Well, Main Street for one thing. I mean, God, my husband and I, we used on a Sunday, we didn't have a car, we'd take a bus, and we'd walk down one end of Main Street to go to the show, come out of the show, there was an ice cream parlor next door if we wanted ice cream, across the street near the Globe was a hamburger place they called the Coney Island, and we'd spend the whole Sunday there, just walking up and down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was younger, well, I lived here on East Main Street. I remember the trolley cars when they were there and when they removed them. Then when I was in a older age, like 16, 17, well, I used to go to Pleasant Beach. They used to have ladies' day to go to dancing.
Mm-hmm.
I saw all your big bands, like Kate Kaiser, you name it. I see them all up there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ritz Ballroom, the KSCs, which I used to go every week, two girlfriends and I. And like I said, Pleasant Beach, when I was even a kid, my mother used to take me up there, go on all the rides and whatnot. So, there's been a lot of changes since I'm here in the 68 years. And like I say, Main Street is nothing now. I mean, what have they got, 3 junk stores? It's even, I just go to one store and I walk right home, and sometimes I just go to the bank and I go right home.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I lived here on East Main Street, my girlfriend and I used to walk up Stratford Avenue, down Main Street, down Congress Street, and back. Sometimes we walked to Bursley Park. And I mean, it was a pleasure walking.
Mm-hmm.
And today, I don't know, it's just not safe. I don't know, it seems different compared to what it was when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same, not really, as far as I know.
Now,
my husband, he was born and raised here also.
Mm-hmm.
So he said the same thing. Oh, and I remember when I lived in the West End, P.T. Barnum used to come down the street I lived on, bring all the elephants and the horses right to the park where they used to have the big parade, you know. But Bridgeport has changed a lot, really. I mean, I said if my mother was living today, she'd be shocked because it's not like it used to be. Even your East Main Street used to be so many stores, and it was a pleasure. The ice cream, we used to go to shows. There were so many different shows even on East. Like even Main Street, God, there was the Globe, the Strand, the Polarized, Majestic, Cameo, you name them all, they're all gone. There's nothing here no more. Now if you want to go shopping, where do you got to go? To the Plaza or the Trumbull Shopping Center? There's no more Main Street. They used to have bakeries, candy shops, and Hollands, and Grants, and Reed's, and you name it, Kresge's, nothing, nothing. It's all cleaned all right out.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I'll go to other cities, and I've seen Kresge's, I've seen Grants, they're not here. They're all gone. So actually, you have nothing here in the city of Bridgeport no more like it used to be. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're going to make it any better, but let's hope it will, but I doubt it. Because there hasn't been too many changes, really. Of course, they're bringing in like these hotels and A lot of parking lots, but what good are the parking lots? I mean, there's no amusement. Like my daughter, when she was a teenager, I used to tell her, Rose, compared to when I was your age, I said, my God, we had dance halls that we used to go to. She had no place. I mean, where could they go? Because you figure 16 or 17? But she was born in 1950, so you figure about 1966, right? And they had nothing here. Not really. But is there anything you can remember, DeVicky?
Well, they're not asking me.
But I'm just saying.
I don't know what they want to know.
Well, I think more or less she asked me downstairs what entertainment we used to have, right? Well, that's about the only thing I can tell you. So all the dance halls we had, and they're all gone.
You had, on Stratford Avenue, you had the ferry boat.
We had that too.
You got on the ferry boat and you went to Pleasure Beach.
Of course, when I was younger, we didn't use the boat. We walked. I mean, it was much, with three of us girlfriends in those days, money was scarce, so we used to do a lot of walking up there. But it was a pleasure because we spent the whole evening there. I mean, there was the rides. If we didn't go dancing, we went on the rides.
Not only that, you had the streetcars. You wanted to go to Rotten Rock, you took the streetcar.
Yeah.
If you wanted to go to Rotten Point, you took the streetcar.
Or Walnut Beach,
You went with a streetcar. What do you got to do now? If you got a car, all right. If you haven't got a car, you're out of luck.
Were you ever employed?
Pardon?
Employed, like a job. Ever working in a job?
I worked mostly on sewing machines. That's all I ever was. I worked in like dress shops, coat factories, men's shirts. I worked on ladies' lingerie.
Princess Pat.
And I worked in metal goods too.
And Princess Pat.
Charlie, that's all included. That's ladies' dresses, bathing suits, you name it. I worked on all of them, all on sewing.
Okay, what kind of jobs are offering in the community of Bridgeport? What kind of coastal jobs are offered? Coastal, like near the waterfront, like shipping and all that. What kind of jobs?
No, I never worked on that stuff. No.
Yeah, but what kind? Do you know what kind were offered? What kind of jobs were offered there? Like civil service. What kind of jobs were offered? Would you know?
Were they offered me?
No, just regular. Were they offered?
No.
Or factory jobs? What kind of factory?
Mostly
jobs?
Factory. Yeah, that's all I've ever worked.
Okay, how about your neighborhood? Were there many people in your neighborhood?
Well, I lived in the West End for 30 years. And that was a nice neighborhood when I went there as a bride. And stayed there for 30 years, and then I moved to Black Rock. From Black Rock, I went to the North End. From North End, I came here. Originally, though, I was born here on the east side. Mm-hmm. In other words, that street isn't there no more because they got the village there now. Mm-hmm. So it's all gone. Because, what the heck was the name of it? El Terry's Bakery. The house that they owned. That's the house I was born in.
What kinds of people were in your neighborhood? Like, were they Italian, Jewish?
Black? Well, it was all mixed. Actually, over here when I lived on the east side, it was all mixed then. And then when I moved to the west end, it was a lot of Hungarians, Slovenians. One house they had all colored. It was set in the back. And just mixed, really. Polish. It was all different,
Were they friendly?
Pardon?
Were they friendly?
Oh, yes. God, I love women. In fact, when my daughter was small, there used to be a grill next door. All the women, we would take the children, put them to bed, and we'd all sit in front of the house. And then we'd go to the grill and order our pizza. We'd sit out there and talk. Oh, yes. We always got along with the neighbors. Oh. Very friendly.
What kind of schooling was offered?
Pardon?
What kind of schooling was offered?
For me?
Yeah, for different kinds of kids, for you, for other people.
Well, I went when I was here on the east side, when I went to school, I went to St. Cyril's Catholic School. Mm-hmm. And then my daughter, of course, we lived in the West End, she went to St. Stephen's. Mm-hmm. No public schools. I don't believe in them. Mm-hmm. I think children get more educated in a Catholic school than they do in a public school.
Was there a lot of discipline in your school?
I mean, the nuns used to punish us if we, did something. But, and of course, my daughter was the same thing. They punished them if they had it coming.
How about in public schools?
I had never been in a public school. My two brothers went, but they never talked about it, mm-hmm. how they were. I know my daughter went to Bassac High when she, where she graduated from a Catholic. She went to Bassac High. But I figured, well, as long as she had a younger age in a Catholic school, they needed it more at the younger age than when they got to the older age. But I didn't go to high school because I started working when I was 15. Started young.
Did the kids respect their teachers, most of the kids?
Pardon?
Did the kids respect their teachers?
Yes. I mean, I did. I mean, especially a nun. You had a, it was one thing you had to do was more or less what you, the was like your parents, whatever they told you, you had to do, because if you didn't do it, why, you come home, you cry, it wouldn't do any good anyway.
What major industries and factories were the biggest at the time? Like, what major industries or factories did you, were the biggest, offered more employment?
Well, the only place I worked the longest was Princess Pat, the bathing suit place. I worked 12 and a half years there. And when I was younger, well, heck, I just didn't work a year here, 2 years here. But the longest, like I said, was Princess Pat. So I stayed there the longest. So taxi, there it is. Now, when I was younger and starting to work, there were more dress shops, more sewing places than there is today. Even the factory that I work now, it went out of business in 1975. They moved down to South Carolina. So that's what's happening to Bridgeport. Everybody's moving out. So it's getting to the point where there's not going to be any more dress shops, sewing places, because they're all disappearing.
Mm-hmm. What kind of working conditions did they offer?
Well, the factories weren't too bad, really. But, I mean, this, the last place I worked, of course, the place they were in, it was in winter we had little problems where they wouldn't put the heat on, so we'd have to end up walking home, because who wants to work in a place that was too cold?
Okay, after the Depression in Bridgeport, how did that affect the businesses and the family, your family?
Well, it was bad. Let me see, I got married in 35 and 37. We had it bad because he wasn't working, I wasn't working. So it was really bad. Even my brother, his wife was pregnant with her second baby, and it was really, really bad then. I mean, we just probably more or less survived, actually.
What kind of relief programs were offered?
None. My husband started, we went on the city for about, what is it, a week?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. And then you went on WPA, right? So he was on WPA for, I don't know what.
18 months.
18 months. And then you got a job in Brashop, right?
How important was religion to your family?
How what?
Religion. Was that important to your family? Religion?
Well, he's Protestant, but I'm Catholic. Yes, as far as concerned, because I raised my daughter as a Catholic, and my daughter's raising my grandson the same way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What morals did your family hold? Morals like beliefs, you know?
What do you mean morals?
Okay, morals is like what they believed in, like, were they strict with their children? Were they like,
Yes.
How were they with their children, like?
Well, I was strict with my daughter because I think a girl is harder to raise than a boy, actually. And I was strict with her. Not too strict, not really. I mean, there were things that she wanted, she got, but not to the point where she demanded and said she's going to get it and she's not going to get it, but she never got it. Mm-hmm. Now, my daughter's raising my grandson the same way. Mm-hmm. In other words, she's lenient in one way, but... Mm-hmm. Gives another.
Okay. Was there a lot of segregation in Bridgeport?
A lot of segregation? Not then. Right, y'all?
What?
There was no segregation when we were younger.
No.
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 Because...
You figure out. In the house where we lived, and we had to get out, colored people bought it.
Yeah.
Black people bought it. But there was black living right across the street... They were perfect.
Yeah, because when...
There was
when
Puerto Ricans next door.
There was, yeah.
They were perfect.
Yeah.
There was no problem with them and that.
Not as far as I... In fact, I'm friendly with... Watch the wire, Charlie.
Yeah, okay. Go the other way.
In fact, well, a lot of it, when I lived in West End, I was very friendly with a colored young girl. They grew up since kids. And to this day, if they still see me, they'll always stop and say, Mrs. Vicky, how are you?
Well, that's the one that had about six children.
Where the daughter was a singer, remember? I still see her.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, at one time there, I had I was in charge of a beer tavern. Mm-hmm. We used to have roast beef mm-hmm. once a week that I used to give away free. Mm-hmm. But these colored people that I'm talking about, they were so poor that they used to come over to me and say, "Charlie, don't throw the gravy out from the roast beef." Well, you figure when you make a big roast beef, you got a lot of gravy. And he used to beg me for that gravy, because that's how poor they were. Mm-hmm. And he used to take that gravy home, and he had about 6 children, and he used to heat it up and soak bread in it. And that's what they used to eat. That's how bad it was at in that, them days.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, we had a grocery business when I first married him, and there was so many people on City, and we had groceries that, God, I mean, they were running bills that they didn't even pay, so we ended up, we had to go out of business, go bankruptcy, and people still owed us money, but we never collected it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How large is the average family? How large is the average family? Like, how many kids do they have?
How many people, you mean?
Yeah, how many people?
Well, there's only between us, you mean?
No, the regular average family in Bridgeport where you were growing up.
How much did they actually owe?
No, like kids, like how big?
Oh, they had, yes. Well, let me see. There really wasn't that many. The house I lived on East Side, well, there was Mrs. Marino, she had 4. And they didn't have. There was only one. I remember when I was about 12, a woman downstairs from me. She had 12, but there wasn't that many mm-hmm. because even in those days they used to peer out where they'd have, say, 2 or 3 children the most. Even my aunt, she only had 4. But it was never like, well, today you see these people walking with a bunch of little stairs. They don't do that no more.
Yeah. What was the family's major possession? Did the family have a car?
That was the only thing we ever owned, was a car.
A radio.
A what?
A radio.
A razor?
Radio.
Oh, yeah, we had, my first TV I got in 1950, but we had radios before that, quite a few of them.
Mm-hmm. Were women discriminated against? Women?
Not as far as I know.
No?
Why should I?
Like, they
not even, I never heard of it then.
Okay. When you were with your friends growing up, did you go to special places that you had to go, like dancing? Did you go bowling? Ever go bowling?
Yes. There used to be a place on Broad Street? No, wait a minute, Canis. Broad Street. You know where the library is on the corner? Well, there was a place way in the corner. There used to be 5 of us. We belonged to a bowling team, and we used to go there. I don't know the name of it, because that was years ago too. And dancing, like I said, I used to go to Casey's, Ritz Ballroom, and Pleasure Beach. That was the biggest
Ritz
thing.
Ritz Ballroom.
I said Ritz Ballroom.
Okay, what kind of ghettos did Bridgeport have?
Ghettos? That I never even heard of when I was younger.
No. You didn't know any?
None.
Where you lived, right? Okay. What kind of jobs were offered to immigrants?
Well, I don't know at that time. Most of the people, I mean, they got a job, they got it. That's all I know. Like my father, he worked in H.O. Camfield 30 years. Now, he came from the other side.
How about the brass industry? Was that very important?
The what?
The brass industry.
The brassy.
Brass in, or company, brass company.
The brass shop.
The brass shop, he worked there.
I worked there for
7 years.
7 years.
Yeah.
Is it very, like, it offered a lot of employment?
That's right here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my brother worked over 25 years in the one on East Main Street.
Yeah.
And my uncle worked there till he retired when he was 65, over 25 years.
The only bad feature was in the brass shop. When I started to work there, they gave me the 11 to 7 shift. I worked on that for 7 years, 11 to 7.
When you started at 50 cents an hour.
Right. And then I went to the big bosses and I say, "Hey, at 11 to 7, there was a lot of colored and Puerto Ricans coming in. They would go on the day shift." So I inquired, "Why can't I go on a day shift?" Well, okay, they put me on a day shift for 1 week. Then, say for instance, I was on a Monday morning, I'd go into work, and they said, well, you've got to go home because the guy on the second shift isn't coming in. Okay, I'd go home, I'd come in on the second shift. I'd work 4 hours, and then they'd tell me, well, you got to go home because the guy on the night shift isn't coming in, so you got to take his place. That was the only bad thing about the Bradshaw.
They used to shove you around so much.
They would shove me around so bad that after 7 years,
he quit.
Mm-hmm.
And instead he went to Beach Chain and he got more money even.
Mm-hmm. How about the immigrant kids or the black kids? Did they interact with each other, the kids?
No, not that I know of.
No.
Because in fact, where I worked in Princess Pat, we had Portuguese, Puerto Ricans, they only hired 2 girls. And of the two, they kept one, they let the other one go because one was very good, she was fast. The other one was very lazy and slow, so they let her go.
I'm talking about the kids, their kids. Did they play games like baseball with each other?
That I don't know.
No?
No, I really don't know. I know I see them here in Washington Park, a lot of them now. They play together.
Okay. What was the family's view on marriage? Was there any arranged marriages when you were growing up, or like, just, no?
No.
Okay. How about children? Did they have a lot of children?
Well, I guess the ones I've seen have most of them have a lot of kids.
Oh, yeah, look at Mrs. Noel. Look at how many children she
had. Oh, Virginia's mother, yeah, she had 9.
Mm-hmm. How about the housing in your community? Was it adequate, the housing?
Well, so far we were, when I was younger, we were always lucky because we had nice places, really. We had a nice flat. We were rented apartments, but they were nice. Even though we got to know the landlord very well. So, we got along pretty good.
Okay, if you had a choice to live in the past in which you grew up or now, which would you choose?
Prefer that?
Yeah, prefer that now or the past?
Yes, I would prefer that when I was younger than now. I'll tell you right now.
Why?
Because, like I said, we had more enjoyment, more things to go to. Like now, like I said, you take a bus, you go to the plaza, and that's it. And like I said, years ago, God, we had Pleasant Beach, and my daughter was small. I used to have to take her to what? New York? We took her there?
Yeah.
And so, Seven Rock, even that went out of business.
No.
And I used to take my mother and father up there a lot. But it's changed. You have nothing today. Not really. Even my daughter says where she lives up in Beak Falls. She says, Ma, she says, they got nothing today for children. It's getting worse and worse.
Okay. Do you want to offer more of your comments on Bridgepoint, how it's changed?
No, I don't think so. That's about it. What else can you tell? I mean, really, there isn't much you can talk about this place anymore. Like I said, there was a heck of a lot more when I was younger, but today, no.
Would you like to see some changes?
Would we?
I mean, like I said, when him and I used to go on Sunday, today, your old senior citizens would actually enjoy that because they could spend the whole day right uptown just going to the show. Like a lot of them are saying now that Polizer Majestic, it's a shame that all those years that place has been hanging around like that. It was beautiful in there. I've seen Mickey Rooney there, Judy Garland in person. They were beautiful at the shows at that time. In fact, when I was a kid, I used to even go there to the Polizer, and I used to pay a dime. But today, no. Like, if I wanted to go to a show today, I have to take a bus, especially on a Sunday. Forget it. I've walked home from the plaza because the darn buses aren't even running like they used to years ago. That's another thing. Years ago, they used to run to 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. They don't do that no more.
Well, I want to thank you on your views and your opinions on Bridgepoint.
Pardon?
I want to thank you for, this interview.
Oh, you're welcome.
And it was with Mrs. DeVicke and Mr. DeVicke, who also offered his comments because they're talking.